Hello, this is Rabbi Moskowitz. I don't know where I ended off last week, but I guess we'll just start from the beginning again and go over the whole thing. Okay, the English translation is abundant wealth from nothing will diminish. But money gathered by hand will increase. Okay, what are the questions? Four questions. One question was, how do you get wealth from nothing? The second thing is, how will that money decrease or diminish? Question three was, what does it mean to gather by hand? And question four, how will that increase if you gather by hand? Okay, are there any other questions? If somebody's making noise with paper or something, I'll take it, put it on mute.
Make sure you're back.
All right, so the Mitzvah David says, Hon habome hevel, wealth that comes from nothing. Rutzaloma, loma yagia kapayim. Why is it called hevel? Because he didn't work for it. Kiyim migezel v'chamas, only by gezel, stealing and violence. Ahon ahu yimot b'choleis, it will constantly diminish. Velotes kayim, and it won't exist. Avalakovets hon al yad, but if somebody is kovets hon, if somebody gathers wealth by hand, rotzaloma and melechas yayad. The way, in other words, with the work of his hand, ahonahu yisrabe. This wealth will increase. So he answers two of the four questions. Question one means, question one was, what does it mean from nothing? So he says it means stealing. Question three, what does it mean to gather by hand? He says by working. Okay? If the Mitzvah's David is correct in his interpretation, Shlomo HaMelech doesn't know how to write correctly. Because instead of Hevel, why doesn't he just write stealing? Instead of Yimot, that it diminishes, let us say Lotus Kayim, it won't exist. And the word Kovates, gather, is used on objects. It is not used, Kovates is not used for money, gathering. You don't gather money, you gather objects. So the thing is, the way the Mitzvah's David is explaining it, King Solomon doesn't know how to write, how to express himself. That's the question. What do you say? I hope I didn't lose you. Last time I was talking and I lost you.
No, we're here this time.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, this time you're here. Okay.
I'm not sure what happened last time.
What?
I have no idea what happened last time. That was a little odd.
Right.
But maybe, I'm not sure if you said this last time or not. Maybe you said something like this. But maybe Shlomo Melech is writing like the person thinks it's going to happen, but the Mitzvah is writing like it's really happening.
Right. Okay. So the thing is it's teaching us how that the two people that he mentions here, how they relate to money. Now, by Gezel, it doesn't only mean Gezel. I mean, if you... today they have lotteries, And there are people that win like $1 million, like unbelievable amount of money. And these people not only don't get their life back, but they lose money. They owe money. You understand? So the thing is, by stealing, he means it's a windfall. When you have a windfall, you have so much money that you feel that it's going to last forever. So you spend a little bit, you buy a house, but you still have some money, so you buy a car. You understand? Every once in a while, you buy something. So in your mind, how much you diminish it, it'll never disappear. What the Matsudas is saying is that if you get a windfall, then what happens is that you spend it slowly. He says the reality is you lose it, but you think it's going to last forever. Okay? And the second half, like kovetz means to gather. Gather is a process. Process means, what is the process? I gather a bundle now, but I have in mind getting the next bundle and the next bundle until it adds up. Okay? So the second if says the intelligent person, the way he thinks about money is that it's a process. So he, let's say he's in business, he makes a sale. So he makes the money. Then he's looking forward to the next sale. Then the next sale. Then if he makes enough money, so then he'll invest it. So he starts constantly thinking the process of money is the different how you deal with money. Okay, so the thing is, the first half is talking about the person who gets a windfall, how he thinks. And the guy that has a windfall, I tell you, if an intelligent guy had a windfall, he would budget the money. He wouldn't spend it. He would budget it and think it out slowly. But most people, they weren't trained in that. So because of that, they spend the money slowly, a little at a time, and they don't recognize it until they're in debt. Well, the correct way of thinking about money is being part of a process that you add. You make a sale here, you make a sale here, you save the money and you put the money away, and then you invest the money and you invest more. However, the process of making money. So that is what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about the person that gets a windfall and doesn't know how to handle money, and the person that thinks correctly about money, that he recognizes the process. Are there any questions?
Rabbi, what's the relationship between stealing then and the windfall? Why is it called one or the other?
What do you mean, why is it called? I don't understand.
If we're talking about windfall, why is it called Gezel?
Why is it called Hevel? Oh, well, it's called Hevel. It's called nothing because he thinks that it came out of nothing.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you said earlier that the Masudas, that he said that it was theft. Like he related it to theft. So I'm trying to understand the relationship between theft and the windfall, not nothing and the windfall.
Oh,
did I misunderstand?
Well, that's what a windfall means. A windfall means that I get suddenly money out of the blue. Either I steal it and I get the windfall, I still go to a bank, rob a bank, I have $1 million. That's one. Or two, I win a lottery. That's a windfall. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Is that clear? Okay. There is another situation where this works. And it's, I think it's in Rashi. Rashi says, Homei Hevel. What do you mean you get nothing, wealth from nothing? He says, Osa Girsa Chavilos Chavilos. He makes his learning bundles. Chavilos Chavilos is bundles. Yimat. It'll diminish. What does it mean? So Rashi says, Shemishtakeach Mimenu. Mishtakeach is Hispael. Hispael means that you cause, it's causative, but it comes back, but reflexive. It's causative to the self. So he says, it means that he forces himself to forget it. Whatever that means. And Al-Yad, he says, Ma'at Ma'at, a little bit at a time, Yirbeh, it'll increase. Question is, what is Rashi saying? And also, I hold that it's an extension of what we said in the first, with money. What would you say?
Go ahead. I was going to say, it's like a similar sort of thing, that the proper approach to any sort of study is that you have to be engaged in a constant process of acquisition, just like money. You can't just get money and then let it sit and just spend it. You have to continuously engage in investing and developing. Otherwise,
so what's the difference? Okay, what's the difference between Chavilos Chavilos, the type of learning of Chavilos Chavilos, and Ma'at Ma'at?
Well, Chavilos Chavilos sounds like they're totally separate things. You learn one thing here, you learn another thing there, and you drop the thing and then learn a different thing. Ma'at sounds like you're building up, you're developing upon prior things. You're slowly working on what you've done.
I have a different. Chavilos Chavilos is Bekias. You understand? Covering ground. You gather the information. Okay? Now, when he says it forces yourself to forget, it could either mean that by definition you will forget, but even if you don't forget, you still it is of no value. When it says, when Rashi says you're forced to forget, I think he means it's of no value. There's no value in it, and you will forget. If you do Bekias. Ma'at Ma'at means that I get clarity in the ideas and I build on those ideas. And I just like to clarify one thing. There's a certain type of Bekias that you should have. I'm talking about a person that, you know, wants to finish Shas in 7 years, learns a blot a day and nothing else. I remember Rabbi Chait when he was in the Beis Medrash, so he used to go to the Rosh Hashiva's class in the morning, and in the afternoon he wanted to finish one of the Bavas. So I asked him why he's doing that. He says he wants to perfect his Bekias, that is reading, just perfect his reading. He wants to get one Gemara down pat, so he'll perfect it. So there, it's a practical thing. You need a certain amount of facts to go beyon. So therefore, you understand, if it's a cheshbon to help you with ian, then Bekias is a good thing. But Bekias in and of itself, just to finish shas, that's a waste of time. Okay? So the thing is we're saying the same thing, that there's a certain type of thing where you think you're gaining, where you have it all. You understand? But really it's not. It's superficial. Just like when you get a windfall. It's a windfall. You get you feel you got something. I got all up shots. I finished shots. You understand? It's like a windfall, but it's superficial. It's not really thought through. But where it's be'un, so that affects you. Even if you forget it, it affects you. And then you can build on how you were affected. Go ahead, I'll take questions.
Yeah. So isn't it brought down the one should go through two mesechtes a year, whether they're long or short, so that you finish in like every 30 years? Doesn't it say that Rav Ashi did that?
If he did it, he did it for a certain purpose.
But it says there's a takanas chachamim that everyone has to do this in order to have proper bakiyas, presumably.
Well, the thing is like this. You have to understand, in other words, you have to understand years ago they didn't have Mar Makomos. And so because they didn't have Mar Makomos, you had to associate yourself to all areas of Shas. So you had to have it on your fingertips. So half of the learning had to be B'iyun. And a part of the learning, I don't know how much or whatever the cheshbon is, they learned a certain amount so that they should finish Shas quickly again and again and again. But today you can just look up all the Mar Makomos. Look up Rashi, he quotes. You look up Tosas, he quotes. Any of the Ridva, the Rashba, they quote. So when they quote the Gemara, so then you just check up the Gemaras that deal with the sugya. So you have to know why they learned Bakias. But it wasn't just to finish. That much I could tell you.
I mean, then why would they not just write it down so that way they wouldn't have to spend so much time memorizing?
Well, there's an right on Torah Shabbat.
I don't know what period. If you're talking about the Gemara, they couldn't write it down.
Why not?
At the time of the Rishonim, so they had to learn all Shas. They had to keep in mind all Shas when they were working on Ian.
I'm saying, why would they not write it down? Why would there be an Isser if they're wasting so much time memorizing it?
That's a separate question. Why do we have Torah Shabbat Peh? Why did God make it that way? And two, why did we change? That's a separate question. You understand? I'll tell you why. If you look at the problems that we have today, that Shas and all information is written out, you could see what they were trying to avoid when they made Torah Shabbat Peh. What are the problems that it's written out?
I mean, it seems that people don't know it as well because they, like, Socrates says, like, writing creates the semblance of knowledge, but not knowledge itself. It seems like that's like one of the issues with it. Like, that people don't really know stuff. They just know how to look it up.
It's worse than that. There are people that quote Shas, and they bring out apocursus ideas. They're anti-Torah, and they use the Torah to bring it down. In those days, they just say, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know Torah Shabbat Peh, and we only gave it to certain people that were interested. But that is the problem. If you look at the problems today, you will see that will be a good reason why we shouldn't write it down. But the problem was that since the whole Torah would be lost, especially when we lost the Beis Hamikdash, and we didn't have the Sanhedrin to straighten us out, and the Balei Masorah was spread out all over, so we had no choice. So we had to accept that problem so we shouldn't lose Torah completely. But that's a separate problem that we're talking about here. Okay? Here we're talking about what we are today, in the time of Rashi. The time of Rashi, they just had Gemara. So how do you learn? So yeah, So at that time, they had to learn the keys so that they should have all the areas. But then later, they had all the marmakomos from Rashi and from the different mafarshim. They had all the marmakomos, but the Rishonim didn't.
I mean, that seems like it's once it was already written down, like then you could use it. But do you think they like? Do they not learn some bikkias that way? They would know what things that they were like, know the information about the stuff they were talking about. I mean, it seems like, for instance, let's say Tosfos, they weren't just like looking things up all the. They probably weren't looking things up all the time because.
Because they didn't. Nobody told them what to look up. They had to know Shas because nobody told them what to look up. But once they wrote it, so I just have to follow them. They told. If you go through all the Rishonim, you have all the marmakomos of what's dealing with this sugya.
And so you're saying that the only reason that. Let's say the Bali Tosfos, like new Shas, like whether in Balpeh or like
they only had they only had Mishnah and Gemara.
Yeah, but you're saying they only like made sure to know Mishnah and Gemara so well because they didn't have someone who was going to point them to what sugyos to learn when they were
with the. That's correct. They associated to it. Clear.
I think I understand what you're saying.
Okay, good. Anybody else? Okay. Next Tuesday, right after Shavuos, this weekend is Shavuos, so next Tuesday we will not have class. Okay? The Tuesday after Shavuos we will not have class, and then the following Tuesday we'll start up again. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'll see you in 2 weeks. I'll speak to you guys in 2 weeks. Are there no more questions? Everybody got it clear? Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Take care. And a good Shavuos.
Good Shavuos.
Good Yom Tov. Thanks.
Atar Sameach.